सबसे जीतो शिक्षा मिलता। हरे कृष्ण, थैंक
हरे कृष्णा,
यू
थैंक
वेरी मच प्रभु जी
यू,
फॉर
थैंक यू वेरी
जॉइन,
मच,
धन्यवाद। प्लीज
धन्यवाद
एक्सेप्ट
प्रभु।
माय ओबेसेंसेस और विशेष लो प्रभुपाद और विश्व गुरु महाराज। थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग एंड गिविंग अस वेरी वैल्यूएबल टाइम इन एसोसिएशन दिस टू दिस अस दिस मॉर्निंग। प्लीज टेक दिस
हरे कृष्णा,
लाइटनिंग ऑन द टॉपिक एंड सो प्लीज फॉरगिव मी। प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल प्रभु जी। हरे
थैंक
कृष्ण,
यू वेरी मच डियर कौमोदकी माताजी फॉर दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सर्व ऑल ऑफ यू एंड भक्ति संगा जपा ग्रुप टुडे। माय ग्रेटिट्यूड ऑल्सो टू प्रीति विलासिनी माताजी फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी। वी आर गोइंग टू स्टडी चैप्टर 10 ऑफ द बुक कॉल्ड टीचिंग्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य बाय आवर फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद। दिस बुक इज अ समरी स्टडी ऑफ श्रील कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामीज श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत एंड लेट अस गो टू चैप्टर नंबर 10। बट फर्स्ट लेट अस चैंट अवर मंगलाचरण प्रेयर्स। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरकृते नमः। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्तराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण। सो डियर डिवोटीज, The teachings of Lord Chaitanya in this book, chapter number 10, is entitled The Beauty of Lord Shri Krishna. And this comes from a conversation between Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Sanatana Goswami. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग हिज वेरी बिलवेड डिसाइपल एंड डिवोटी श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी एंड ही इज टीचिंग सनातन गोस्वामी अबाउट द ब्यूटी ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण द स्वीटनेस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण दिस इज नॉट अ वेरी बिग चैप्टर एंड वी हैव 1 आवर एंड श्रील प्रभुपाद्स वर्ड्स आर परफेक्ट एंड माई वर्ड्स आर वेरी वेरी इम्परफेक्ट सो वी विल बी रीडिंग श्रील प्रभुपाद्स प्योर वर्ड्स इन टूडेज डिस्कशन श्रील प्रभुपाद राइट्स कृष्ण इज नोन एज मदन मोहन बिकॉज ही कॉन्कर्स द माइंड ऑफ क्यूपिड सो डियर डिवोटीज क्यूपिड इज मदन और ऑल्सो कॉल्ड एज कामदेव बिकॉज इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड विच इज अ इनवर्टेड रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड यू सी अ रिफ्लेक्शन इज ऑलवेज इनवर्टेड वेन वी लुक एट आवर सेल्व इन द मिरर ऑल्सो देर इज वन पर्सन इन द मिरर विच इज अ रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ आवर सेल्व सो वेन आई रेज माई राइट हैंड In the mirror also, this same side hand will come up. But actually, if we consider the person in the mirror to be a person, then his or her right hand should be on the opposite side. Because we are standing face to face. We are facing each other. But that doesn't happen because the image in the mirror is a reflection and the reflection is laterally inverted. It's an inverted reflection. So similarly, this material world where we are right now, our scriptures explain that this material world is a pratibimba. It is a reflection. And therefore, it is an inverted reflection of the spiritual world. To get a reflection, there should be some real object which is reflected. And that real object, that vastava vastu, is the spiritual world. And that spiritual world is reflected as this material world. And therefore, it is inverted. And inverted means that which is highest in the spiritual world will be the lowest in the material world. And that which is lowest in the material world will be the highest in the spiritual world. Because imagine you are standing on the banks of a river and on the other side of the river, on the opposite bank, there is a tree and the image of that tree is reflected in the water. Of the river or a lake. So the branches will be down and the trunk of the tree will be up. But if you go to the real object, which is the actual tree, the trunk is down and the branches and leaves are upwards. Therefore, the 15th chapter begins with Urdhva Mulam Adha Shakha. The roots are upwards and the shakha, the branches, are downwards. Because this material world is an inverted reflection. Of the actual spiritual world, the real spiritual world. So here in this material world, my dear friends, Madana or Cupid represents lusty desires that we have for gratifying our senses. But in the spiritual world, the original Kamadev, the original Madan, the original Cupid, is our beloved Lord Shri Krishna himself. He is the original Cupid in the spiritual world. So when Krishna comes in the material world, because in the material world, the Cupid is the personification of lust, which is the desire to gratify and please our own senses. Atmendriya Priti Icha Dhare Kama Nam Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Prema Nam. So if we want to satisfy the senses of Krishna, that is called Prem. But if we want to satisfy our own desires, that is called lust. So when Krishna comes in the material world, he sees that the so-called God of love is actually the god of lust, madan, lusty desires. So Krishna is so attractive, so sweet, so wonderful, so beautiful that Krishna completely attracts and bewilders even Cupid or the Kamdev of this material world, the Madana of this material world. The Madana, Mad means madness. Madana means one who makes us mad with desires for sense gratification. But Krishna is so kind that Krishna bewilders and captures, captivates even Madan. Therefore, he is called Madan Mohana. That is the meaning of the first sentence. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan because he conquers the mind of Cupid. In the spiritual world, he is known as Madan Mohan due to his bestowing favors upon the Vraj Gopis and accepting their love, reciprocating with them. That's why he's called Madan Mohan in the spiritual world. After conquering Cupid's pride, Krishna engages in the Rasa dance as the real Cupid. So this is Krishna's eternal Leela in the spiritual world. Reciprocating with his purely liberated devotees in the spiritual world. So now let us see what Srila Prabhupada writes. Something very beautiful. And this comes from Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan because of his ability to conquer the minds of the Vraj Gopis with five arrows. What are these five arrows? The arrow of form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. Through all these indriyas, through all these sense organs, Krishna attracts his pure devotees. Krishna attracts his pure devotees. A very nice analogy is given here. The pearls of the necklace hanging on Krishna's neck are as white as ducks. And the peacock feather decorating Krishna's head is colored like a rainbow. His yellow garment is like lightning in the sky. And Krishna himself is like a newly formed rain cloud. This is so beautiful. So Krishna's complexion is like a rain-filled cloud. His ghanasham, his complexion is like a rain-filled cloud. Shri Radhikaya Hridayasya Chauram Navam Budashamala Kanti Choram. He is Shama Sundar. Navam Buddha. Navam Buddha. He is like a newly formed, fresh, rain-filled cloud. Very attractive. Why is Krishna's color like the rain-filled, newly formed cloud? We can understand that in the material world, when there is a drought, everyone is very much anxious to get rains. Because without water, we cannot survive. We will not have water to drink. We will not have water to cook food. We will not have water to bathe and cleanse ourselves. We cannot survive without water. Water is essential. On this planet, there is tons of water in the oceans. But that water is useless for us. It is not potable. We cannot drink and survive on that water. It is not compatible with life, with our health. So we need sweet water. And that pure sweet water comes down in the form of rain. Therefore, in this material world, we are very much anxious for that life-giving rain. And Krishna's complexion is like the rain-filled cloud, which gives us so much hope and joy. Krishna wears a peacock feather, which has got many different colors, blue, green, red. So therefore, it is compared to the rainbow. Why is Krishna's peacock feather compared to the rainbow? This is also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Shukdev Goswami and our Acharyas. It's very beautiful. The rainbow is called Indra Dhanusha and it appears in the sky. Indra is Indradev and Dhanush means bow. And Indra is the king of all the devatas. So he is a very good fighter. He is very good with his bow and arrow. So the bow of Indra is called Indradhanush. And it starts from the horizon, arches across the sky. It's very huge, the rainbow, and goes down to the horizon on the other end. So Indradhanush is very big. But what is the peculiarity of this bow? Rain, bow, Indradhanush. Because Indra is the god of rain. So in English also it is called rainbow. What is the peculiarity of this rainbow? It doesn't have a string. A bow has the arch and it has a string. But this rainbow, Indradhanush, does not have a string. Therefore, Indradhanush is called Nirguna because guna in Sanskrit also means rope. The word guna in Sanskrit has different meanings. Guna can refer to the different modes of material nature, sattva guna, rajogun, tamogun. Yes, that is there. But guna also means rope. So, because this Indradhanush does not have a string, does not have a rope, this Indradhanush is called Nirguna. But where does the Indradhanush appear, rainbow appear? It appears in the sky. And the sky is Saguna. The sky has qualities. Why? Because the quality of the sky is sound. The sky also has clouds. The sky also has birds flying. The sky also has wind blowing. So the sky has qualities. So the sky is Saguna, but the rainbow that appears in the sky is Nirguna because it doesn't have guna, the rope, the string. So just remember this much. The sky is Saguna because the quality, all the five material elements, Bhumir, Apo, Nalo, Vayur, Kham, they all have their qualities. And Kham or sky or ether has the quality of sound. Wind has the quality of touch. Water has the quality of taste. Fire has the quality of form. And earth has the quality of fragrance. Plus, earth has all the other qualities. So, like that. So, sky has the quality of sound because there is sound. You say Hare Krishna, and it will travel through the ether, through the sky. When an aeroplane is going through the sky, we can hear the sound of the aeroplane. A helicopter is going through the sky, we can hear. So a rocket is going, we can hear. So therefore, the quality of the sky is sound. It is Saguna. Also, it has more qualities. The sky has color. It looks blue. It has got different colored clouds, sometimes white clouds, sometimes dark clouds, and sometimes orange clouds if the sun is there. The sky also has sun. So the sky has many qualities. So sky is called Sagun, but rainbow, Indradhanush, that appears in the sky is Nirgun because it does not have the rope. So now Krishna's peacock feather is compared to the rainbow. Why? To teach us that even though Krishna, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, may come to this world, which is Saguna, this world is Saguna. There are different modes of material nature in this world. Sattva, Rajas, and Tamo, mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. So this material world is Saguna. It has got material qualities. But when Krishna comes, just like the rainbow, he is Nirguna. Just like the rainbow, he is Nirguna. Krishna is Nirguna, which means he does not have material qualities. Krishna doesn't have material goodness, material passion, material ignorance, or other material qualities. Like happiness, distress, all these dualities don't exist in Krishna. Krishna is always Sat Chit Ananda Swarup. He's always eternal, he's always full of knowledge, and he's always full of bliss. So, Krishna, when he comes to this Sargun world, like the rainbow represented by his peacock feather, he remains Nirgun, he remains above all that. So then, in this example, it is further described that the pearls of the necklace hanging on Krishna's neck. So Krishna wears a necklace of beautiful pearls, and they appear as white ducks. And these white ducks are very beautiful to look at when they fly in the sky or when they are in the water. And Krishna's yellow garment is like the brilliant lightning in the sky. So the gopis are compared to, and Krishna's merciful, loving glance at the gopis is like a shower of rain. So Krishna is like a rain-filled cloud. And what is a shower of rain? Krishna's kripa kataksha, Krishna's merciful glance is like a shower of rain. Krishna's beautiful smile upon the gopis is like a shower of nectar. And Krishna's sound of the flute that Krishna plays, his Venu, the sound of Krishna's Venu is also like a shower of nectar on the gopis when they hear it, especially the Pancham Swar, the fifth note. Further, the analogy continues. The gopis are like food grains in the field. So when the rain comes through the rain clouds, the crops come up and there are grains that are produced. And when the cloud pours rain on those grains, it appears that Krishna is nourishing the hearts of the gopis by calling down his pastime rain of mercy. So the devotees are represented, the pure devotees are represented by the Vraja gopis. And they are compared to the grains. So what nourishes the grains in the agricultural fields? It is the rainwater. Water that is coming from the rain-filled cloud called Krishna. So it is Krishna's mercy. It is Krishna's love. It is Krishna's care and concern for the Vraj gopis that nourishes the gopis. Therefore, one of the topics discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the 10 topics is Poshanam. Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam uttaya manvantareshanu katha nirodho muktirashraya. So poshanam is one of the topics discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. And everywhere we see the example. How Krishna maintains his devotees. He sent Balaram to the gopis, Vraj gopis, to pacify their hearts. He sent Uddhav with his own letter to pacify the hearts of the gopis. So Narsimhadev personally appeared to protect and maintain Prahlad Maharaj. Dhruv was almost like a helpless child living in the forest of Madhuban on the banks of Yamuna. And Krishna appeared to him to maintain him, to bless him, and gave him a nice kingdom. Krishna protected Ambarish Maharaj with his own Sudarshan Chakra. You see, this is Poshanam, how Krishna protects and maintains his devotees. Just like the grains in the agricultural field are nourished by the rains that come from the rain-filled clouds. Similarly, Krishna, who is the rain-filled cloud, showers his mercy upon the devotees in the form of rain and nourishes them. Indeed, ducks fly in the sky during the rainy season, and rainbows can also be seen at that time. And the peacocks also dance very happily during the rainy season, when the dark rain-filled clouds appear. So everyone is very happy because everyone is waiting for rain. Similarly, my dear friends, in this hot, blazing, merciless material existence, where there is birth, there is death, there is disease, there is unpredictable old age and death that can come anytime. There is so much unpredictability in this world in the form of disease and death. In such a dangerous, sorrow-filled world, my dear friends, everyone is anxiously looking for Krishna. Just like everyone in the agricultural field, everyone in the forest is waiting eagerly for the rain. Similarly, we are all looking for Krishna. It is Krishna only who can give us true happiness. But the problem in this material world is people in general do not know that they are looking for Krishna. Therefore, in our Krishna book, Shriman George Harrison, a disciple and follower and supporter of Srila Prabhupada, he writes, everyone is looking for Krishna. Some know it and some do not. So therefore, we are all looking for Krishna. And the best way to get Krishna is to take shelter of a spiritual master who has Krishna in his or her life. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Krishna se tomar. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing that, my dear Gurudev, Krishna is yours. With your love, with your loving devotional service, with your उत्तमा भक्ति यू हैव कैप्चर्ड कृष्ण. कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ डिक्लेयर्स अहम भक्त पराधीनो. भृत्य वश्यता इज वन ऑफ द 64 क्वालिटीज ऑफ कृष्ण, वेर ही इज ऑलवेज अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज, प्योर डिवोटीज. देयरफॉर ओ गुरुदेव, ओ वैष्णव ठाकुर, कृष्ण से तोमार, कृष्ण इज योर्स. कृष्ण दीते पारो तोमारा शक्ति आचे, एंड यू अलोन हैव द स्ट्रेंथ टू गिव कृष्ण टू अदर्स. ओनली वन हु हैज सम वस्तु, सम थिंग कैन गिव इट टू अदर्स. इफ वी बेग मनी फ्रॉम समवन हु डज नॉट हैव मनी, वी विल नॉट गेट इट. बट इफ यू बेग मनी फ्रॉम समवन हु इज सुपर रिच एंड चैरिटेबल, देन आवर चांस ऑफ सक्सेस इज वेरी हाई. वी विल गेट मनी बिकॉज वी आर आस्किंग द राइट सोर्स, समवन हु हैज इट. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गेट अ मेडिकल ओपिनियन, वी नीड टू गो टू अ डॉक्टर हु हैज मेडिकल नॉलेज. फॉर अ मेडिकल ओपिनियन, इफ यू गो टू समवन हु इज नॉट अ डॉक्टर, हु इज अ लॉयर और हु इज एन इंजीनियर, वी विल नॉट गेट वॉट वी आर लुकिंग फॉर. Only someone who has it can give it. Only someone who has Krishna can give Krishna to others. This is the meaning. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Shri Guru, Sadhu Guru, Vaishnavas, they have the power to give Krishna, deliver Krishna to others, like Srila Prabhupada did. No one was Krishna conscious in America in 1965 until ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद अवर फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद केम हियर ऑल अलोन एंड गेव कृष्ण टू द न्यूयॉर्कर्स, देन टू पीपल ऑफ सैन फ्रांसिस्को, देन ही वेंट टू मॉन्ट्रियल एंड सो मेनी अदर प्लेसेस, शिकागो, डिट्रॉयट, अटलांटा, एवरीवेयर. And gave Krishna. Gave Krishna. He went to Europe, he went to Africa, Australia, New Zealand, even Iran, Russia, and gave Krishna, Japan, gave Krishna everywhere to anyone who was willing to receive. Charity can be only given to someone who is willing to receive. If someone has his hands behind, I don't want, then what can be done? Someone may be distributing wealth, but if we don't want it, then it's our loss, it's our problem. So Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Ami to kangal. This is very important. We have to accept the fact that ami to kangal. I am a pauper. I am penniless. I am very, very impoverished. Then the giver of charity will be very merciful. We have to accept that I need it. I don't have it. But if we have the aham, if we have the ego, the pride, that, well, I have it. I'm fine. I'm doing all right. Or if you don't give it, someone else, I'll take it from someone else. If we have such pride, such ego, such arrogance, then we will not get it. We will not be able to receive the mercy. So we have to put our hands up and say, Ami to kangal, I don't have. I want it, but I don't have it. I am a pauper. Please give. Please be merciful to me. That attitude should be there at all times. When we are doing our Naam Bhajan, when we are chanting, Oh Krishna, I want you. You are non-different from your holy name. I want you. All I want is you. Let me focus, let me meditate, let me concentrate on you as I chant your holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whatever devotional service we are doing, whether we are cooking for Krishna, chanting Krishna's names, leading Sankirtan, speaking Harikatha, Samsiddhir Haritoshanam, Krishna, I am doing it for your satisfaction, for your pleasure. Please be pleased upon me. And we should do it in a spirit, in a way that will be pleasing to Krishna, based on our understanding that we have received from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. सो कृष्ण से तोमार कृष्ण दीते पारो तोमार शक्ति आचे। आमी तो कंगाल, आई एम कंगाल, आई डोंट हैव एनी मनी, आई एम इम्पॉवरिश्ड, आई एम पुअर, सो व्हाट डू आई वांट, व्हाट वेल्थ डू आई वांट? कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली धाई तव पाछे पाछे, आई वांट कृष्ण, आई वांट कृष्ण, आई वांट कृष्ण, आई डोंट हैव कृष्ण धन, आई वांट प्रेम धन, आई वांट कृष्ण प्रेम धन, दैट्स ऑल आई वांट, एंड देयरफॉर आई रन बिहाइंड यू, देयरफॉर आई रन बिहाइंड यू बेगिंग फॉर दैट व्हाट आई वांट, एंड व्हाट आई वांट इज कृष्ण प्रेम। कृष्ण प्रेम बिना व्यर्थ दरिद्र जीवन, दास को हे वेतन मोरा, देह प्रेम धन। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टॉट अस टू प्रे लाइक दिस, कृष्ण प्रेम, दैट्स व्हाट वी वांट। सो व्हाट हैपेंस हियर, कृष्ण इज नरिशिंग। इंडीड द डक्स फ्लाई इन द स्काई ड्यूरिंग द रेनी सीजन, and rainbows can also be seen at that time. Krishna freely moves among his friends as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, and when he plays his flute, all living creatures, mobile and immobile, are overwhelmed with ecstasy. They quiver and tears flow from their eyes. This is the speciality of Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's beauty, that immobile objects become mobile. Hearing Krishna's flute, the trees, which are sthavar, which are stationary, they start bending down and offering whatever they have, their leaves, their flowers, their sweet, juicy fruits in the service of Krishna, Balram and their friends. They want to serve. They want to serve. And even the rocks, they start melting in love. They become soft. They change their form. They change their texture, consistency to please Krishna. Yamuna, who is always moving, flowing, she stops, stunned by the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. She wants to absorb the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. And the gopis and the gopas, who are also always moving, the Vrajavasis, they also get stunned and they become stationary. So, moving personalities become stationary, and stationary personalities become mobile. That is the contradictory effect of Krishna's flute on the Brajavasis. Krishna's conjugal love is the summit of his various opulences. This we have to understand. There is a spectrum, my dear friends. In spiritual life, there is a spectrum, which we have to understand very carefully. There is Brahman realization. The Brahmavadis, not the Mayavadis. Mayavadi, Krishna Apradhi. Mayavadis are offenders. So they are punished. Mayavadis don't get liberation. Mayavadis get punished by the laws of material nature. Mayavadis get punished by Maya. Mayavadi are dealt with by Maya Devi in a very stern way because they are Aparadhis. But the Brahmavadis, those who are attracted by Krishna's effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti, and they are the seekers of Mukti, liberation, their mood is to feel overwhelmed by the eternality of and the peacefulness of the Brahma Jyoti. And just be completely absorbed in the Brahma Jyoti, in the light, in the effulgence of Brahma Jyoti. No more birth, no more desires, no more suffering. Just become one with the effulgence of Krishna's effulgence. Just become one with the light of Krishna's brilliance. And it is a state where they forget themselves. It is a state where the jiva, a Brahmavadi jiva, forgets himself, forgets the aham bhav, that I am this, I am that. No, just giving up all designations, just forgets oneself and only remembers the effulgence, the light, the divine light, the eternal light, completely peaceful, no more suffering, No more Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, no more birth, old age, this is that. Just completely identifying with the effulgence of Krishna, forgetting oneself. In one sense, it is a mood, it is a position of spiritual suicide or spiritual sleep. We become completely oblivious to our own identity. I don't have any identity. I am that. I am that. Soham, soham. I am that. I am not this material body. I am that. Soham, soham. Like that. So that is the first level in the spectrum of spiritual development. Brahman realization. The Brahmavadis attain the Brahma Jyoti. But beyond that is Goloka Vrindavan. Beyond the Vaikuntha planets, there is Goloka Vrindavan. And in Goloka Vrindavan or in the Vaikuntha planets, to become a particle of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna, or to become a blade of grass, or to become a tree and just be completely overwhelmed by the majesty and the greatness of Krishna or Lord Narayan, that is Shantabhava. We are maintaining our identity and we are completely stunned, completely overwhelmed by Krishna's majesty, by Krishna's power, by Krishna's absolute authority, by Krishna's opulence. Stunned, overwhelmed. That is Shantabhava, Shantaras. Krishna's majesty, Krishna's opulence. This is the next stage in spiritual evolution, in spiritual perfection. Then comes the Dasya Bhava, servitude. So in Brahman realization, in the Brahmavadis, they completely forget themselves and get absorbed in the effulgence of Krishna. In the Shantaras, the rasa of neutrality, we are neutral in the sense that we are definitely not in the material world, but we are not actively serving the Lord also. Because we have identified the Lord, we have identified ourselves as part and parcel of the Lord, and we are completely stunned. Krishna, you are so great, you are so beautiful. Just stunned, become a dust particle in Vrindavan or in Vaikuntha. That is Shantaras. Then there is Dasya. In Dasya, there is further evolution of spiritual consciousness. And we are now identifying, I'm supposed to serve you, my Lord. You are so great. Yes. You are very majestic. Yes. But I want to render service to you. You are so great that even though you are Atmaram, being Atmaram is not your only quality. You have one more quality. And that is Atma Ramyata is one quality and Paratmatya is also your second quality. Your Atmaram and your Paratmaram. So you are completely self-satisfied, but you are also satisfied by other living entities who serve you. Paratma Ram. So Atmaram means I am completely self-satisfied, which Krishna is. Krishna is Atmaram. And he doesn't need anyone else to make him happy. That is one quality of Krishna, but Krishna is unlimited. So Krishna is not just Atmaram, Krishna is Paratmaram also. Where he gets pleasure from other living entities, his devotees also. Otherwise, what is the meaning of Bhritya Vashyata? Why would Atmaram come under the control of his own servant? Because he is Paratmaram also. This Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahasaya explains in Jaiva Dharma. Atmaram and Paratmaram. Both are there. Not just Atmaram. Krishna is not just Atmaram. He is Paratmaram also. He takes pleasure in his devotees. He takes pleasure in himself, but he also takes pleasure in his devotees. Someone in Dasya Bhav, the next stage in the spectrum of spiritual evolution, recognizes this fact that Krishna, you are so great, yes, But one of your great qualities is that you accept service from your surrendered devotees. Therefore, dasosmi. Dasosmi. I am your servant and I want to serve you. I want to increase your pleasure, Krishna. I want to increase your joy. How may I serve you? That is dasya. Further evolution of a devotee in the spectrum is sakhya. After dasya comes sakhya. Sakhya means Krishna. Now the love is becoming condensed. The milk is boiling. The milk has been boiled. So the sweetness is increasing. The topic for today is Krishna's beauty, Krishna's sweetness. The sweetness is increasing now in the relationship. And now the love has become so condensed that Krishna gives the realization to the devotee that I am not just your master. You have pleased me with your service so much that now we are not, no, our relationship is no longer servant and master, master and servant. No, now it is friends. We have come to the equal level, equal platform. How is that? Initially, we may have a very formal relationship with someone great. Be, yes, sir, no, sir, like that. But if we serve with intimacy, initially we serve with awe and reverence, but if we serve with intimacy, then that barrier breaks. The barrier of hierarchy breaks, that you are high, I am low. That breaks in the intimacy of service. Through intimate service, dedicated service, that barrier breaks. And then the master, when there's trust, comes down to the level of the servant and starts telling intimate things to the servant, starts talking about his family life to the servant. The servant also starts talking about his family life to the master. And their relationship becomes very, very intimate. They are on the same level now. That is sakhya. It is a further evolution from dasya. There is sakhya. Higher than sakhya is vatsalya. Because in vatsalya, now we are not equal. Dasya means Krishna is high, I am low. Sakhya means now we are same. Amitumi sama. We are same. We are friends. We are equals. But in vatsalya, the servant becomes greater than Krishna. Now I will tell you what you are supposed to do. When you are supposed to eat. When you are supposed to bathe. When you are supposed to stop your play with your equals. Your sakhas. When you should stop your play and come inside the house. And I will bathe you. I will decide what you wear. I will decide how far you go in grazing the calves and the cows. That is vatsalya. Now you become greater than Krishna. You become greater than Krishna. That is vatsalya. And as we are going, the qualities and the realization of the previous stages in the spectrum are all there. Are all there. Someone who is in vatsalya knows about the majesty of Krishna. That's why you have reached vatsalya. Like I said, it's a journey. It's a spectrum. It's an evolution of spiritual consciousness. So vatsalya is very, very great level of spiritual evolution, spiritual development, where now you are thinking Krishna is dependent on you. If Krishna eats mud, he will fall sick. I have to stop him. That is vatsalya prem. The prem becomes so condensed, so thick, that now it's not that Krishna, I am yours. Now Krishna, you are mine. Krishna, you are mine. I have to take care of you. That is vatsalya. And higher than vatsalya is madhura ras. Madhura means sweet. Madhura rasa. Where now the milk has become so condensed. The sugar that was there in the milk was dilute because there was water. But by boiling, all the water has evaporated. Now there is only substance, sweet substance. Madhura rasa. Substance means rasa and sweet means madhura. Madhura rasa. The fifth rasa in the Vaikuntha planets or in Goloka Vrindavan, because Brahman realization is not there in Goloka Vrindavan. There is no need for that effulgence. Nadat bhasyate suryo, na shashanko na pavaka, yad gatvana nivartante tad dham paramam mama. A premi bhakta will never become Brahmavadi. Never. बट बाय द मर्सी ऑफ अ साधु गुरु अ ब्रह्मवादी कैन बिकम अ प्रेमी भक्त. एग्जाम्पल इज द चतुष कुमारस, द फोर कुमारस. सो द नेक्स्ट स्टेज इज मधुर रस, वेयर नाउ कृष्णा इज नॉट ओनली टू बी टेकन केयर ऑफ बाय मी, कृष्णा इज नॉट ओनली माई फ्रेंड, इट्स नॉट दैट आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू सर्व कृष्णा, आई वॉन्ट टू सर्व कृष्णा ऑल्सो, एंड वी आर ऑल्सो स्टंड बाय कृष्णाज ब्यूटी. सो देर इज द लव ऑफ शांतरस, प्लस देर इज द लव ऑफ दास्य, प्लस देर इज द लव ऑफ सख्य, प्लस देर इज द इंटिमेसी एंड लव ऑफ वात्सल्य, एंड प्लस वी कंसिडर कृष्णा टू बी आवर लवर ऑन द सेम लेवल इन अ वेरी वेरी इंटिमेट वे, वेर वी आर समटाइम्स सुपीरियर टू कृष्णा, समटाइम्स वी आर सबऑर्डिनेट टू कृष्णा, समटाइम्स वी चैस्टाइज कृष्णा, समटाइम्स कृष्णा माइट पनिश अस. दैट इज मधुर रस, ऑल इन लव, ऑल दिस इज इन लव, ऑल द फीचर्स ऑफ द प्रीवियस स्पेक्ट्रम आर देयर इन मधुर रस, एंड दिस माई डियर फ्रेंड्स इज द हाइएस्ट, वेयर वी डोंट हैव एनी वन अदर देन कृष्णा. इन वात्सल्य वी हैव अ स्पाउस, यशोदा मैया हैज नंदा बाबा टू टेक केयर ऑफ, नंदा बाबा हैज यशोदा मैया टू टेक केयर ऑफ, टू वरी अबाउट, देयर मे बी अदर चिल्ड्रन ऑल्सो. सो इन वात्सल्य देर आर अदर ड्यूटीज, बट इन मधुर रस देर इज नो वन. कृष्णा इज आवर प्राणनाथ, कृष्णा इज आवर प्राणवल्लभ, कृष्णा इज राधा वल्लभ, कृष्णा इज गोपी जन वल्लभ. देर इज नथिंग एल्स, देर इज नो वन एल्स. कृष्णा इज द समम बोनम, कृष्णा इज द ऑल इन ऑल. मत प्राणनाथस्तु स एव ना परा, देर इज नो वन एल्स. दैट इज मधुर रस, इट इज द हाइएस्ट इन द spiritual spectrum as far as the relationships are concerned, rasa is concerned. Madhura rasa, which is the highest, is further divided into two. There is swakya madhura rasa and there is parakya madhura rasa. The queens of Dwarka are in swakya madhura rasa because Krishna is their husband. Krishna is their pati. Krishna is their husband, Krishna is their pati, they are married. So they ought to love Krishna, they ought to serve Krishna. With intimacy, yes. With sweetness, yes. Madhura rasa. But it is swakya. It is swakya. They have to have children from Krishna. 10 sons and 1 daughter, all of them. And then we have to take care of children. Rukmini Devi has to take care of Pradyumna and other sons. Jambavati also. So all these queens, Satyabhama also, they have to take care of the children now. That is the fault in Swakya Madhura Rasa. There is an expectation because it's a marriage, and with marriage comes children. So therefore, the love gets divided. So that is the fault, transcendental fault in Swakya Madhura Rasa. Even if there are no children, but still, because there is a marriage, there is a duty, there are roles and responsibilities. So therefore, there is little sankuchit, there is little limitation, restriction to the love. There is certain expectation because of marriage. That is swakya madhura rasa. But parakya madhura rasa is the highest of the highest. There is nothing higher than Parakya Madhura Rasa. Why? Because in Parakya Madhura Rasa, Krishna is not our pati. In Swakya Madhura Rasa, Krishna is the pati, he is the husband. But in Parakya Madhura Rasa, Krishna is not the pati, Krishna is Upapati. Upapati means paramour. Paramour. There is no formal relationship with Krishna. There is no obligation to love Krishna. But Krishna is our Prananath. Krishna is our everything. And this Parakya Madhura Rasa is only and only present in the highest of all abodes, Sri वृंदावन धाम, श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। एंड वी आर रीडिंग अबाउट द व्रज गोपीज हियर, हाउ दे आर बीइंग ड्रेंच्ड इन द शावर ऑफ लव कमिंग फ्रॉम द रेनफील्ड क्लाउड कॉल्ड कृष्ण। परकीय मधुर रस, वेर कृष्ण इज नॉट पति बट उपपति, इज द पैरामोर। This is the highest, my dear friends. There is nothing higher than this. And parakiya bhave java brajete prachara. Parakiya bhava ebe brajeta prachara. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this parakiya madhura rasa. This is the unnata ujwala rasa that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us. This is the original rasa, adi rasa. This is the most beautiful rasa, shringar rasa. This is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is what Rup Sanatan Raghunath Goswami have come to give us. The chapter continues. We are still in the first paragraph only. So let me hurry up now. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the super excellence of Krishna's conjugal attraction to Srila Sanatana Goswami. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes to Srila Sanatana Goswami a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:44-14, where the ladies of Mathura, as Krishna enters Mathura, he enters the wrestling arena to fight with Chanor, Mushtik, Kuvalaya Pida, and ultimately with King Kansa. As Krishna enters the wrestling arena, the ladies of Mathura, who are also helplessly attracted to Krishna, because Krishna is Kamadev, Krishna is Madana Mohan, they speak this verse. Gopyastapa kimacharan yadamushyarupam lavanya saram असमो ध्वमनन्य सिद्धम धृग भी पिबंत अनुसवा भिनवम दुरापम एकांत धाम यशसः श्रीय ऐश्वर्यस्य। व्हाट ग्रेट पेनेंस एंड ऑस्टेरिटीज हैव द व्रज गोपीज अंडरगॉन। गोप्यस्तपः किम अचरन यद अमुष्य रूपम, for they were able to drink amushya rupam, they were able to drink the nectar, lavanya saram, the nectar of Krishna's beauty. And he is incomparable, asamordham ananya siddham pibanti drigbhi pibanti, they were drinking. The vraj gopis for 11 and a half years were drinking the beauty of Krishna. They were drinking the nectar of Krishna's strength. What pious activities have the Vraja Gopis performed that they had this great fortune of Shri Aishwarya, of all of drinking the nectar of Krishna's beauty, Krishna's strength, Krishna's fame, Krishna's riches, everything they were able to drink with their eyes and with their ears. How fortunate the Vraj Gopis are. I will read Srila Prabhupada's pure words. They are very soothing to the heart. The body of Krishna, the ocean of all eternal beauty of youth, can be seen to move in waves of beauty. And there is a whirlwind at the sound of his flute. So Krishna's beauty is like the ocean, and Krishna's flute sound produces whirlwind in that ocean. And what happens when there is whirlwind? There are waves. And what are these waves? Those waves make the hearts of the gopis flutter. Hare Krishna. The waves make the hearts of the gopis flutter. How? Like dry leaves on the trees. So if there is a tree with dry leaves in this fall season that we are experiencing now, and there is a whirlwind, all the leaves will be blown away. They will fall from the trees. They will be blown away and they will fall in the water body. They will fall into the ocean. And what happens? These leaves helplessly, when they fall down at Krishna's lotus feet. Leaves falling down means they fall down at the lotus feet of Krishna. And once they fall down, they can never rise up. When a leaf falls from the tree, it can never rise up and get stuck to the tree again. Never. Impossible. Similarly, once we take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, there is no possibility that we will come back to this inverted, reflected tree, Urdhva Mula Adha Shaka of this material world. Such is the beauty of Krishna. There is so much more, my dear friends, to speak here, but we have run out of time. Let me just read maybe the last two paragraphs. There is a description of Kama Gayatri also here, which we will skip, and then we will read the third last paragraph. The dancing movement of Krishna's earrings, eyes, and eyebrows is very attractive to the damsels of Vraja. Actually, Krishna's eyebrows, they are like bow, the bow of Cupid. And Krishna's merciful, loving glance and smiling face are the arrows being shot from the bow of the Adi Kamdev, the original Cupid, that is Krishna. Krishna is the ocean of beauty, and the luster of Krishna's body and the beauty of Krishna's face and smile. Prahasitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahasi samvido yaridi sprishaha kuhakano manaha kshobhayantihi. Activities in devotional service increase the sense of devotional service. What else is there for two eyes to see beyond the face of Krishna? The gopis are saying. Since one cannot sufficiently see Krishna with only two eyes, one feels incapable and thus becomes bereaved. Two eyes are not enough. Atati yada bhavana hanikananam truti yugayate twamapaschatam kutila kuntalam shri mukham chate jada udikshatam pakshmakridrisham. They are even criticizing Lord Brahma. Our sampradaya acharya is being criticized by the gopis. Is that a Vaishnava prad? Not at all. They are calling the Mahajan, one of the 12 Mahajans, and the Samsthapaka Acharya, the founder Acharya of our Brahma Sampradaya, one of the four bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas, a jada, a fool. Is that a Vaishnava prat to call Lord Brahmaji a fool, one who recited the Brahma Samhita prayers? A fool, jada, jada means fool. Jada udikshatam pakshmakridrisham, and calling a fool for creating islands. Islands are protecting the eyes. They are essential from the anatomy and physiology standpoint. Islands are very essential. They protect the eyes. And for creating pakshmakrid, for creating eyelids, the gopis are calling Brahmaji a fool. Why? Because kutila kuntalam shri mukham chate. Because we are not able to see the beautiful Shri Mukh, the beautiful face of Krishna, when we nimisha, when we blink. That one nimisha, one fraction of a second is too much for us. Yuga itam nimeshen. It feels like a whole yuga, feels like 432,000 years at least, the shortest yuga. One nimisha, one blinking of an eyelid. You should not have created eyelids. You should have given us unblinking eyes. And why only two eyes? Not enough. Krishna's beautiful face, Krishna's beautiful body has 24 and a half moons. It is described in this chapter, in the next paragraph, in the explanation of the Kama Gayatri. 24 and a half moons Krishna's beautiful form has. What are they? Krishna's face is one moon. Krishna's Kasturi Tilak on his forehead is one moon. Both Krishna's cheeks are like beautiful moons. That is four. And then Krishna's 10 fingernails are brilliant and effulgent. Nakha dyuti sudhakaram. Sudhakar means moon. Nakha means nails. Nakha dyuti, the luster of Krishna's nails is more effulgent, more brilliant, more pleasing than millions of moons. Nectar. Sudha also means nectar. So, 10 fingernails is 10 moons, and 10 toenails is another 10 moons. So 10 plus 10 is 20, two cheeks, 22, Krishna's face, 23, and Krishna's Kasturi Tilak on the forehead, 24. There are 24 moons, and then there's a half moon. Krishna's forehead, that is a half moon. So 24 and a half moons. How can we see such beauty with just two eyes? It is not possible. You should have given us millions and millions of eyes, and that also without eyelids, so we could behold the beautiful form of Krishna to our full satisfaction, the gopis are saying. But see, it was not a Vaishnava Prad, because the gopis are at a spiritually much higher level than Lord Brahma, because gopis are speaking in madness of love without meaning any ill to Lord Brahma. Nothing. They don't mean ill. It's just helplessness. Out of love, they are saying these things. They are overwhelmed with love. They are overcome with emotion, and therefore they speak like that. They don't mean any harm to Lord Brahma. They are just helpless lovers of Krishna. What to do? They want to see Krishna, and they are being prevented from seeing Krishna because there is a blink reflex. It's an involuntary reflex, the blink reflex. You have to blink unknowingly. And that is too painful for them, because they are so absorbed in seeing Krishna. And Brahmaji took this complaint of the gopis very seriously. So when he came as Haridas Thakur, as a punishment, he did not enter Jagannath's temple to take darshan of Jagannath. Hare Krishna. He would not even go in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take his darshan, because he considered himself a sinner. So Mahaprabhu had to come to him to give darshan. Our Thakur Mahashay, Srila Haridas Thakur, he took this complaint very seriously that the gopis launched against Brahmaji in the Gopi Geet. Very seriously. He said, all right, I am preventing you from seeing Krishna. As a punishment, I will also not see Krishna. I will take birth in a Mlecha family. I will be an outcast. Hare Krishna. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. So much more to discuss. I'll just read the last small paragraph and conclude. Thus, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the transcendental constitution of Krishna, his expansions, his bodily luster, and everything connected with him. In short, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained Sri Krishna. He explained Krishna, the essence of everything, as he is. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya Bukhi Jai. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Hare Krishna. I will stop here. If there are any questions, maybe we can take one. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Tandrat Pranams. All glory Sri Prabhupada, all glory Sri Prabhu. What a wonderful session. I really like that how you were reading word by word from Prabhupada's purports, you know, Prabhupada's words, and then you're explaining it so beautifully. And yes, 24 and a half moons. Only a realized soul can understand. You know, a person like me cannot never understand that how come 24 and a half moons are there. So Prabhuji, I don't know how much time you have, but I have three questions. My first question is about, you said about these Brahmavadis, right? So they say, soham, soham. And you say that they are Brahmavadis, they are not Mayavadis, because they are not the offenders. So there is an organization, I won't name it, but they practice this saying of soham, soham, soham. But I've also seen that in them, you know, they don't even consider Krishna to be the supreme. They treat Shiva or the other like Shakti all on the equal platform. So how can we understand that they are Brahmavadis and not Mayavadis?
They are not Brahmavadis. So they chant Shivoham.
Mm.
Shivoham. So once, this was very funny, once in Bombay, there was a Bhagwat Saptaha going on by His Holiness Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj. And there was one elderly person sitting in the front of the crowd, right in front of Maharaj. And he was coughing also. I think he was not well. Loudly he was coughing in the katha. And then every time he would cough, how when we sneeze or cough, we reflexly say Krishna. So he would say, Shivoham! And he was sitting right in front. And he was coughing frequently. And every time, every cough would be followed by Shivoham! Shivoham! And it was very much disturbing, the Harikatha. So Srila Radha Govind Maharaj stopped speaking. So it was a Marwadi community who had organized the Bhagavad Saptaha. So the organizers came to Maharaj and they asked Maharaj, Maharaj, why have you stopped speaking? So Maharaj pointed to that man who was saying Shivoham. And Maharaj said, first remove Lord Shiva from the assembly. I cannot speak in front of such a great Mahajan. I am not qualified to speak in front of such a great Mahajan as Lord Shiva. He is the Lord of this whole universe. If he gets angry, he can destroy the whole universe by doing pralay. And then Maharaj became very serious. He said, just see, old man, he's coughing. He's about to die. And he's saying, I am Shiva. I am Lord Shiva. He said, is Shiva like this? Shiva is the pati. He is the husband of Mother Parvati. He sits in Kailash. In such a cold place, he doesn't cough. And you are sitting in a hot place like Mumbai and you're coughing. You've got a cold. Said, how can you be Lord Shiva? This is nonsense. So then that devotee apologized. He said, no. So somebody told me I should keep chanting Shivoham. I don't even know what Shivoham means. Then Srila Radha Govind Maharaj explained and, you know, the katha continued. So yeah, so the Shivoham or, you know, considering not recognizing Krishna, those who don't have respect for Krishna, they are Mayavadis and they fall down. They are not Brahmavadis. Brahmavadis are innocent. Like Shukadeva Goswami was innocent. The four Kumaras were innocent. But Mayavadis are not innocent. They are Krishna Pradhis. Yanya Arvindaksha Vimukta Manina Stvayashta Bhavada Vishuddha Buddhaya Aruya Krachena Param Padam Tata Patanti Adho Anadrat Yashmat Angraya. The important is Anadrat Yashmat Angraya. If you have another, if you don't have respect for Krishna's lotus feet, Yashmat Angraya, then you will fall down. So anyone who doesn't recognize Krishna or has anti-theistic views towards Krishna, such a person will fall down. So they may not be Brahmavadis. They are Mayavadis. And anyway, now in Kali Yuga, there are hardly any genuine Brahmavadis left. Most of them are contaminated by the Mayavad philosophy. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yes, my Prabhu. But the organization that I was talking about, you know, they don't recite Shivoham, but they recite Soham only. Anyways, I got your
point. So the question is, what is that? I am that. Soham means I am that. So what is that? Even we can say, I can say soham. But I am saying I am Sarund. I am Das.
Dasoham.
Sarund of the servant. Yeah. So it the question is, what are we considering to be that? Mm-hmm. If that is a servant of Krishna's servant, then that is fine. Mm-hmm. If that is I am a particle and I want to merge in the Brahmajyoti, that is fine. But if they say that I am Krishna, I am that Krishna, I am that supreme, then that is Mayava. That is wrong. That we don't accept.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. And my another question is about the Shantaras you were talking about, and you gave the example of a blade of grass in Vaikuntha, Golok Vrindavan, or trees. But we also hear the Navyogendras, that they were also on the platform of Shantarasa. So how can we understand them? Because isn't Shantarasa only for the inanimate objects like animate objects?
So devotees, they have their Siddha Swarup and they have their Sadhak Swarup. Navayogendras are in the Sadhak Swarup. So they are coming here as devotees who are teaching Bhagavad Dharma in the 11th canto. So Srila Prabhupada is a Manjari, but he appeared here like our Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktan. He appeared in a male body. So that is a Sadhak Swarup and that is a Siddha Swarup. And the interesting thing is, our acharyas explain that, for example, we have Rasasthali in Vrindavan.
Hmm.
So it is not that the trees of Rasasthali are in Shantaras.
Hmm.
How can they be in Shantaras if they can witness the Rasalila? If they can witness Radha and Krishna's Alingan, how can they be in Shantaras? So they also take on the, they are in the actually Madhurya Ras, but serving as trees. They are Sakhis serving as trees. This is the verdict of our Acharyas. They are trees serving as Sakhis. And what is the proof?
Madhavendra
Puri. Yes. Yeah. Shri Padma. He is the initiator of Parakya Madhurya Bhav in this, on this planet Earth. And he's a Kalpa Vrikshatri, but he's coming from the Rasasthali. So yes. Like that. So yeah, so Navayogendras are in their sadhaka swarup. That's why they are teaching Bhagavad Dharma.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Now, another last question is about the evolution of spiritual consciousness that you were talking about. So you use the word evolution, but isn't it like you went from Shanta to direct to Madhurya? So isn't it that if somebody is into some rasa, maybe Shanta, Dasa, Vatsalya, Sakya, whichever ras it is, isn't it that becomes the eternal rasa, or still there is a point where you can evolve from one rasa to another?
So if one is not completely fixed up, paripakka, if one is not completely fixed up and one is in the initial stages on the mental level attracted to a particular rasa, but then comes in contact with a premi bhakta who is in a different rasa, then it is possible to upgrade. It is possible to go to the higher rasa.
Hmm.
And we see the example of Gopa Kumar in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how he had an evolution. And,
but he was starting only, he was attracted to his Madan Gopal, right?
Yes, but to realize that was a journey. That is the evolution of consciousness.
Or we can understand in this way also that, as you explained in the second question, that there is a difference between Sadhaka Deha and Siddha Deha. Like in Sadhaka Deha, there might be some evolution, but once you attain your Siddha Deha, then your position becomes fixed.
Yeah, the only difference here is, Mataji, when I was talking about the Nava Yogendras, I was saying that the Nitya Siddhas may come in the material world in Sadhak Swarup. Like Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada or Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are all in male body.
Yeah.
And so they came from the spiritual realm as Nitya Siddhas to serve in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for that service, they had to take male body because they came in Acharya Swarup. They came in Acharya Rup or Sadhak Rup. So Prabhupada also went through chanting, he went through initiation. Prabhupada doesn't actually, you know, he's a Nitya Siddha. But that is all Sadhak Leela. He's appearing as one of us. Prabhupada getting first initiation. Then he also got Gayatri same day. Prabhupada going to Sannyas initiation. Like that. So that subtle difference is there. I was talking in terms of Navayogendra as Nitya Siddhas coming for a particular seva. And what you are saying is a sadhak going through spiritual evolution in terms of rasa. So that is different. Both are there. Both are possible.
So when he attains, or he or she attains the Siddha Deha, then there is no chance of evolution, right?
So when we attain paripakka avastha, when we attain a completely mature, self-realized state where we have Atma Sakshatkar, we come to know our 11 characteristics, Ekadashabhav, we come to know our name, our service, our clothes, our village, everything we come to know about our Siddha Swarup, then there is absolutely no chance. Like Hanumanji, you can tell Hanumanji everything about Rasalila. His mind will not move from the lotus feet of Raghunath even one bit.
Yeah.
Because he's completely fixed up. So then there is no chance of changing. But as a sadhaka, like one of us as a conditioned soul, so one may have, for example, a good example would be our Dukhi Krishnadas. Dukhi Krishnadas's guru is Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya is a disciple of Gangadas Pandit, who is Subal Sakha. So they are all in Sakhya Bhav. Sakhya Bhav. So that is what he got. A Sakha can never give Madhurya. That is not possible. Therefore, when people say that Prabhupada is in Sakhya Ras, that is wrong. I will never accept it. I will never accept it. That is not possible. Prabhupada is in the highest Madhura Ras. There is absolutely no doubt about that. So that is the reason why why Hriday Chaitanya sent his disciple Dukhi Krishna Das to Jiva Goswami, who is a Manjari, to, as a Shiksha Guru, to accept a Shiksha Guru and learn. Because Shamananda Pandit, who is Dukhi Krishna Das, is a Manjari in the spiritual world. So you see that upgrade happened.
Yeah.
And similarly, another example is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gurudev was Bipin Bihari Maharaj. And Bipin Bihari Maharaj also sent, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also went from Bipin Bihari Maharaj to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, because Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is a Manjari. He's in a higher rasa. And the sweet thing is, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would come and sit with Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he would take Shiksha. And when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would leave, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would offer full obeisances to him. So once Bihari asked him, Bihari was his servant, he asked him, Babaji Maharaj, why are you offering obeisances to your Shiksha disciple, to judge, Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Why are you offering obeisances? So Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj closed his eyes and said, it is because in the Nikunja Leela of Golok Vrindavan, Thakur Mahashaya sits closer to Radharani than me. He is Kamala Manjari. He is the main assistant of Rupa Manjari. But I am not so close. I am also Manjari, but I am not so close as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Therefore, now he is doing his Sadhak Leela. He is taking Shiksha from him, but actually he is my guru. Like that. So that sweetness is there. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj also realized that he knew that in the Kunjas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Kamala Manjari sits closer to Radharani than me. So like that.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu, so much. And so sorry for taking your time, but these questions were bothering me. So I thought, okay, let me clarify. So thank you. And thank you for quoting the example of Dukhi Krishna Das, which was really apt and I could relate it now. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I'm working today, so I have to go. We will not take any more questions. So please give me permission, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
I'm so sorry, Anuradha Mataji. Maybe you can just type your questions and send it later. I took her time also.
Hare Krishna. Priti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtida Sundari Mataji both are, they are better than me. They can answer the question.
No, Prabhu.
Give me permission. Anuradha Mataji, you can ask Kirtida Sundari Mataji and Priti Vilasini Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you all so much. So we'd stop here. Mancha kalpata vishya kripa sindhu vaiva cha patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namo ananta koti vaishnavendi ki jai shila Prabhupada ki jai his grace adi kadadar prabhu ki jai.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I realized that
your questions were as important, Mataji. It will just be continuation, so please don't say so. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the question, and thank you for the
sorry.